Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, we've caught you listening to the good stuff on the Good Day program. That's a good thing. Good things come to people who have good intentions and good ideas. Hopefully that means or includes lots and lots of you. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on our overview of what's going on, things that matter to people, the issues of the day, stuff that I bring in the players, if you will. What you can expect here anytime is there's a good mix of conversation about things that are happening that you may not know anything about or not ever hear anything about before or after we talk about it. But there's a relationship. Ideas get started by having discussions here. I remember the discussion from last week about eating Christmas trees and whether that was a good idea.
Yes, making some gin with it or tea.
Yeah, right. Okay, so feedback from listeners, which is important, social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So sort of connected to the Christmas tree discussion, there was something, information pointed out that pretty much all across our country, the municipalities are choosing to upcycle trees. When they fall down, they die. Rather than chipping them up or burning them or dumping them into a landfill, which is a complete and utter waste. That should be outlawed, actually. Dumping trees into a landfill should be completely. I speak as a farmer now as much as I do anything else. The value of a tree that is dead, more the value of a tree that's alive is better, but dead trees and what people can use them for, whether it's crafting, whether it's actually burning them in their fireplace, whatever it is, it is criminal to see the number of trees that are put into a landfill. So, what do we have that's a solution for the problem? That's, you know, when you point out what a problem is, you should have some kind of a solution for it, right? So, what do you do? Well, there are, the United States could be producing 8 billion board feet of urban-sourced lumber. 10% of the production the lumber industry uses, excuse me, I just took care of my problem with the apple cider vinegar, the lemon and honey and all that stuff, so excuse me while I clear my throat. Anyway, so there's an article from the Pew Charitable Trusts that looks into this problem, and they take one city, Harrisonburg, Virginia, as an example. They began, Jay, a wood utilization effort that saw a lot of these trees go into park benches, into planter boxes, into
planter
desks.
Box is very like, isn't it full circle? Because then it
blocks
how's other plants?
Yeah. So the U.S. Forest Service is on the job along with a lot of the state outfits that are reclaiming, the reclamation effort, if you will, provided 65,000 board feet in Baltimore alone. And they've used it for pedestrian bridges, for the fishing piers there. If you go out to the western part of the country, arborists are focused on a lot of California cities, Arizona cities, trying to get ordinances on trees that are dying. You know, what do you use them for? But plant more trees, too. That's really one of the things. There are more trees. I remember this came up when Barack Obama was president. He was going to convert, or he wanted to convert, 50,000 acres of farmland into forest land until somebody pointed out, Mr. President, there are more trees alive now in America than ever in its history. And that is true. There are more trees in our country today than there were 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. And it's that seems counterintuitive, given the fact that so many people are complaining about farmland and other land being taken for developments. But apparently, the number of trees, because of this is a fabulous climate. This is a great place. America is a great place for growing trees. Why it is, I don't know, but that's the story. But I just I'm looking at this company in Seattle, Jay. That uses hardwoods. They run their sawmill for the processing of trees that they get through the Urban Wood Network, which is an industry that collaborates between cities and towns and arborists and sawmills and finished good producers. It is criminal to take a tree and put it in a landfill just because it's died and fell over. It is.
Yeah.
I've done so much harvesting on my farm and in the immediate area. We have probably 400 cords of wood waiting to either be used. I've got a sawmill. I'm going to saw it up and use it in our new development. Use it to fix the barns, anything that's on the property. Not everybody can do that, but you don't want to see it wasted and thrown. Yeah, we were talking earlier about recycling things.
Mm-hmm.
This should be number one on the recycle list, right? Think about it. Furniture.
It seems like it should be the easiest thing to recycle or upcycle.
Yeah, upcycling. Yep. All right, so that's something we lay onto people's consciousness. Thank you very much. Here's the latest from California. Not so much bright sunshine these days. Not so much a focus on beautiful beaches. The Golden State devastated as the extreme winds and heavy rainfall continue this week. 5 million people under flood watch. Storms have been one of the deadliest disasters in the history of the state. And yet, isn't it amazing that these moronic leaders refuse still to build the capture tanks so they can capture 80% of the rain goes out to the ocean? These people should be prosecuted for dereliction of duty. People in California, especially the farmers, are clamoring for water.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shutting the farmers off last year because they were using too much water. Hello, the number one industry in California is agriculture. Number one, huge business. And they want to shut them off because their leadership is so bad, whatever it is. And on the local front, there are a lot of local disaster funds that have been set up by GoFundMe pages. You probably have seen some of those. If you want to help Californians who are in need, it's not all Los Angeles and Los Angeles counties, boys and girls. California has
especially
inland.
Is yeah. Just pretty much being getting hit with one thing or another.
Yeah. Well, and we think of California often as how, you know, fabulous it is in the southern part of the state. The weather is so great from sort of like Santa Barbara on down, or maybe even San Francisco down to San Diego and all. And that's what we think of in terms of California. But inland, there are lots of problems. A lot of people that are homeless inland as well as in these big cities. So there it is. A solution to a problem, one hopes. Those of you who have had interest, I'm in my flying mode. Not that I'm going to be flying. Let me see. If I flap my arms together, my shoulders haven't healed yet, so I can't fly on my own. But I get into a plane and will on Friday to go to California for the weekend to be with my family, my children, my grandchildren. And as I look around at the landscape of what problems people have had pretty much since the beginning of the year, starting with Southwest and their ridiculous systems falling apart at their own behest, and then the other business with the FAA and the old, it's so out of date, their system for connecting with the planes. Now, here is a situation at JFK where two planes nearly ran into one another. The Delta plane taking off, air traffic control noticed another aircraft crossing the runway in front of it. Hello. So the Delta 737 stopped just before reaching the point where an American Airlines Boeing 777 crossed from a taxiway, from an adjacent taxiway. So it's neither the Delta plane's fault or the American plane's fault. It's the FAA's fault. Once again, what are we going to do? If you look at some of the live ATC video, the monitors that they have there for planes and flights and that sort of stuff and communication, it really, I can hear the captain saying, shh.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And the traffic controller, yeah, too, when they were saying, like, cancel the takeoff plans, because the Delta flight was, if you've ever been on a plane, you know how fast it is going.
180 miles an hour at takeoff.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they had to totally come to, like, a full halt.
Yep. Wow. Unga bunga. So you think about the safety things that are going on and the fact that we've allowed politicians. This is squarely on the shoulder of these crooked politicians who, for whatever the reason, are allowed to steal the airline trust fund money, the Social Security trust fund money, the highway trust fund money, all of it gone. And that's why you have to keep paying more in taxes, because these people keep wanting to spend. You know, well, I had all that help from COVID. Well, who do you think pays for all of that at the end of the day? Here's one of the fellows that was on that Delta plane said quite, it was like a split second of panic that resulted in this audible reaction on the plane. I felt the adrenaline and there was total quiet on the plane. And then there was relief when the plane came to a stop. The abrupt jerk of the plane, everybody was thrust forward from the waist, you know, the seatbelt just around your seat, not the rest of your body. So you could hear the brakes, he said, and then there was, it's something that you don't ever want to experience. I have experienced this sort of thing as not comfortable.
Well, it's like you don't know what's going on at the time. You just know you're supposed to be taking off, and all of a sudden the plane is doing other things and taking off.
Right, yep. And then there's the continuing info on that Nepal crash we talked about earlier in the week. Apparently, the co-pilot of the plane learned how to fly after her husband died in a plane crash in 26. Wow, 2006. Okay, that's the update there. It's 18 after the hour, folks.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table tear it up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with a story behind some of the stories. The charts have been listed from top to bottom here for this past week. One of the names added at the end of the week because of things that change and because we are flexible here. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin, who now has been charged with homicide, and now he's responding to the charges. I think he responded early on, and now he has to come back and somehow or other, well, whether this makes any difference when it goes to trial or not, or do they settle these things out of court? I suppose that would be one of the options, right? They're just because they're all, it would seem in this circumstance, just looking for money.
Well, you don't settle criminal charges out of court. You plea bargain. If it's a criminal charge, you plea bargain. If it's a civil charge, you settle out of court for money.
Right.
I think that he's indicted for criminal charges of second degree involuntary manslaughter. Not sure what the degree is,
yeah,
which comes with consequences. So he's in trouble.
He's
in big trouble.
The involuntary manslaughter charge, defined, quote, as killing someone in an unlawful manner or without due caution and circumspection, killing another person unlawfully but unintentionally. Well, of course he didn't mean to kill her, and it was an accident. So why are we now a year and a half after this took place? He could, by the way, get 18 months in the slammer or be fined $5,000.
Then it goes to the Treasury.
Yeah,
back to our conversation. For those who are just joining us,
money,
we were talking about where does the money go. But
yeah,
but no, I mean, look, he's not going to get the chair. He's not going to be in life. He's not it's not a premeditated murder. But the fact is that there has to be a consequence to negligence that leads to somebody dying.
Well, the question is, was he the negligent one, or was it somebody else on the set that was the negligent one, which seems to have been the story that was on the top of the heap over most of this past year and a half? It was somebody else.
Well, the attorneys for these somebody else's are saying that he has deflected the blame to them.
Mm-hmm.
That it ultimately was his fault, and that he's deflected the blame to others. I don't know. I wasn't there. And frankly, I follow that kind of story the same way you do. You keep up with it, but you don't. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not. It's not my main focal point. So I don't know what's going to happen.
With this blizzard of lawsuits, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you because
I'm here for. It's okay.
For me to interrupt you. The blizzard of lawsuits that are in play, with everybody accusing everybody else of being irresponsible, that's part of the theater, I guess, of this thing. The woman's still dead. They're not going to bring, what was her name? Halnya Hutchins, I believe is how you pronounce her name, something close to that. If, according to the suit, if Alec had done his job, if Hannah Gutierrez Reed had done her job, or David Halls had done his job, she'd be alive today. Well, she's not alive. So does that mean they all didn't do their job? That's what they're going to try to prove.
I mean, some negligence is, it's hindsight. How many things do we do in our lives that we don't really think about?
Which
we're not mindful that could go astray, go awry, and you wind up responsible for something terrible.
Yeah.
It has to do with minute-to-minute mindfulness.
Yeah.
And we are all, guilty of not being mindful on a minute-to-minute level.
If we were all held up to the same scrutiny in this circumstance, and it would be not, certainly, if it wasn't for somebody well-known like Alec Baldwin, or on the set of a movie, we'd probably never know anything about it, right?
Well,
who would know?
We don't know a lot more than we do. And especially with news stories, we don't know the reality of it. We only know what's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes time for these cases to unwind.
All right, speaking of things unwinding, lots more to talk about and discuss to inform you as to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what happens here on the Countdown Show. It's 28 past.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One person is dead and seven others are wounded after a shooting at a gas station in Oakland, California. The shooting happened shortly after 6 p.m. local time Monday. There were reports the shooting happened during the filming of a music video. The Oakland Police Department says the seven surviving victims are in stable condition. This was the second mass shooting in the Bay Area on Monday. Megan stars Allison Williams and Oscar-nominated actor Riz Ahmed are set to announce this year's Academy Award nominations. The announcements will take place today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. It will air live on Good Morning America. The Oscars take place on March 12th. A new business survey shows concerns about a U.S. recession easing slightly this year. The results of the January NABE Business Conditions Survey finds just over half of its members put the possibility of a recession at 50% or higher. That's a drop of more than 10% from 3 months ago. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list. And Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week when I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened, and one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot. But the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. I hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so, you know, those sorts of things, I think, are good for talk radio. Aren't you, Michael? And bring up stuff that
are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio. But yeah. You know, we're talking about it. But specifically, whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have an opinion about that. Taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah,
taxation.
It is. Huge.
You know.
Yep, huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. This is manna from heaven. For these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, yeah, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, that people seek victory as opposed to truth. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think it's a... On one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good. Hunter Biden.
In fact, that's true. Then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands. But you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee in 2024.
Yeah,
therefore, if anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right. Number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why are gas
the governor of New York
banning?
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
You're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So they're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove. You've got to have an electric stove. But the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through for 2 seconds.
It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people in New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will
throw rocks in there. I don't think people in New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
You know, right. Yeah. Something new.
Something we don't worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, the number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe it was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe that, you know, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least while he's president. He's always going to be number one. Although I think last week he was four on the list and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because there was that circus in the Congress.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But
So then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations. How does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right. Right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
I would have thought
the people in the 3rd District of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath. He's a,
he really is.
He really is. He should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah.
Even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself, and oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah.
And hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, you know what? We didn't go back to what I said enough. Sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was we were
Prince
talking
Harry.
About.
We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I have no sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family. Mm. And then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break. So I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up. Because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but
There's nothing more important than that.
Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey. The king abdicated, Edward. Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over. He wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said.
So how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not Prince Harry's not the king.
Well, but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
Schmendrick. I love that expression. Thank you for using that.
What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
All right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? You like this? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
let's
list.
Change,
I don't
let's
want the
change
schmendrick
this
list.
Show. Let's yes. change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is more people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy? I mean, you know, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
I think he's a schmendrick.
He's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay, we're going to pause now. We're going to get to what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview, what's going on at Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but no. That may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better. The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders and now I can't lift or do things. And it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there's so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
I thought
that was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds?
I don't know why
that
radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. I mean, no. Audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean. Because
some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to make.
That would be-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Exciting.
I don't want to wait.
All right, let's get to our daily visit with one Charles Curry. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He knows what there is to know about all sorts of things in the video world, and that's why he's here talking about some of the celebrities that make movies and TV shows and that sort of thing. So the theme from Dawson's Creek. All right, so what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, this day in TV history, January 20th, 1998, Dawson's Creek premiered on the CW. It sort of like launched. It was the first big show the CW had. Not that the CW has been overly successful, I think. That's pretty evident. But you think about this. CW, Dawson's Creek, James Vanderbeek, Joshua Jackson, Michelle Williams has won 2 Oscars. That is a really... And Katie Holmes. That cast is still working and doing very well in the industry. A long time later.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That's it.
Can I tell a story real quick?
You may tell a story, Chucker.
Okay. Yesterday, it was. You know, I have an ice cream parlor in East Jasburg, and it was raining, sort of a raw day. So
yes.
The theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema, booked My Name is Otto. So I said to my wife, I said, we have nothing to do. I didn't plan on doing it. I said, let's go and watch it for a couple hours. So we sat down and watched it. And I had to tell you, Doug, I was not prepared how deep and emotional this film is. I love this movie. It was awesome. It's one of the best films I sat in the theater and watched in a long time. Very powerful experience. The studio is marketed more sort of like a comedy, but it's much deeper and emotionally effective than that. Tom Hanks, once again, is awesome, but all the supporting characters are really good, and it makes you feel good, even though it has sadness to it. It makes you feel good about life, and it uses flashback to reflect on one's life extremely well. I highly recommend this movie. You got to go see it. Really, really good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on. What do you hear about women talking? I don't want to waste our time talking about Megan anymore.
I just saw the trailer. Yeah, I've seen this trailer a few times in the last few weeks. Obviously, it's more of an art house type movie. It's not going to play mainstream, but it's gotten good review. It's gotten good reviews. I don't know how much business it's going to do, but it's a very interesting trailer. I'll say that.
Alec Baldwin getting charged in the Rust shooting. This Huff and Puff, what do you think happens to his career?
Here's the deal. I mean, to be blunt, it appears that people on social media are judging this by the guy. A lot of people say, oh, put Alec Baldwin in jail because they don't like his politics.
Oh, right? Come on.
But if you look at it for what it is, if that was you and you're an actor and somebody gives you a gun prop and it goes off, how could realistically it be his fault? It's probably somebody's fault who put the live round in the gun.
Right.
That's who they have to find. If Alec Baldwin put a live round in the gun, then he's responsible. But if he didn't, how could he be responsible? I don't know. Mind-blowing.
Right. All right, Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel are out there promoting Shotgun Wedding with all kinds of stunts, including Jennifer Lopez, out in sort of a see-through dress. I thought that Jennifer Coolidge, who has a reputation for doing that sort of thing, would have been the one in a see-through dress.
That's an Amazon Prime release that's not going to be in theaters, which it is. Good. But yeah. I was a little surprised to read Josh Duhamel is actually 50 years old now.
Is he?
He replaced Armie Hammer, had that role, and obviously what happened in Armie Hammer's personal life blew up. So he walked away, or they made him walk away, and they brought in Josh Duhamel to play the male lead in that.
I remember him from that show with.
James started. Conn. I remember when I first met my wife, we used to watch All My Children. He started on All My Children.
Oh, did he?
And then he got the Vegas role. I know this is going to sound strange for people who don't know, but when I think of Josh Duhamel, when I hear him speak, I think of Roddy Piper. He sounds like Roddy Piper when he speaks. There's something in the voice is very similar. That's
all right. So go see The Plane. That'll be the actioner of the week again, don't you think? Is there another action flick out this weekend?
I'm going to go see that movie.
It's a good movie. It's good.
I mean, pretty much status quo. There's a movie called Missing that goes wide. I'm not that familiar with it, but other than that, pretty much everything that's been out for the last few weeks.
What's The Son about? It looks like
That's a Hugh Jackman movie.
Hugh Jackman,
Yeah, that's more of a serious... a smaller drama that he did. It's about a guy who's divorcing from his wife and they're splitting custody with their child. It's a good subject matter because obviously millions of people deal with that issue. I just want to point out one more thing. Paramount released the trailer to Scream 6 yesterday. I got to tell you, this movie's going to make a lot of money. Comes out in March. God. It's a great trailer.
Alright, you're a tick in the half, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're looking...
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.